Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
AM 1020, KDK Radio. Oh, we got to sort something out. Before we even get started, we got to get something sorted out. Hello, welcome. It's a two-hour edition of Crotopia, and that's what we got to get sorted out. How do you want to approach these 2 hours? And I can go either way with it. I can go grown up and political and pundit and stuff. Or I can go in a different way. Remember when you were in school and there would be some special assembly, you know, some overachiever got a plaque or some crap, and you'd all have to go to the gym, yeah, right? But it would jack up the afternoon schedule for classes. And sometimes that class that you were going into after everyone applauded for Chelsea, that class you were going into that would normally be 50 minutes, just to get everything back locked up, it's only going to be like 20, 25 minutes. That's tonight's show. That's tonight's show. It only goes till 10. It can be deeply productive or, sadly, more typical. 866-391-1020. I will say this about the program. That's the number to call or text, by the way. I'll say this about the program. There is one grown-up thing I will... Grown-up. There's one... Yeah, grown-up. Thing I will talk about because I did the math. Bloomberg's done. Yeah, that's it. I'm out. Right on, man. He ran for president for 101 day. And I did math in my head. And I think I'm right. And the reason I'm bringing it up early is so if somebody wants to do the math and tell me I'm wrong... I've heard it many times. It won't faze me. But here's the math I did in my head. And these are ballpark numbers. Because, you know, once you get past the third or fourth digit, it's ballpark numbers. Bloomberg ran for president for 101 day. Okay? The number I've seen is he spent $500 million. Okay, now here's where we get into the math. Stay with me, because if I drift off, this will be where. Let's round down. Let's say he only made it 100 days. 500 million, 100 days. That's $5 million a day. With that extra day, if you want to be OCD, okay, it's a smidge less than $5 million a day. He ran for president for 101 days and spent $500 billion. Now, I was informed, what's he worth? Like $120 billion or something? Here's where it gets more confusing. A billion is 1,000 million. So he spent a half a billion dollars. 1,500. See where I'm going? Okay. He spent a half a billion dollars and still has $119.5 billion. Dude. There are cheaper hobbies, bro. Seriously. Check into those Mattel cars. You're old enough, they'll sell you the glue. You can build one of the old rat rod. It's beautiful. It'll cost you like $7. Here's what happened. It was Super Tuesday, and I find that offensive on behalf of all the other days. Seldom in my life have any days shown up to be super that occurred on a Tuesday. There's a lot of Fridays, some Mondays, Tuesday, eh. Super Tuesday happened, and here's what happened. Biden bounces back big, like a Super Bowl. A decisive victory in South Carolina left him buoyant. That's what I look for in my candidates. Is he buoyant? I don't know. We'll find out if he's a witch, kerplunk. Sanders, he won California. Everybody's going to sit and try and figure out what it means and the delegate count and all of that stuff. And don't forget, you have to pay attention to both delegates and superdelegates. Do you remember what superdelegates are? They're just like delegates, but they're 2 foot taller and ride a motorcycle. That's not the story. All that stuff that happened, okay. Bloomberg going, okay, I've spent $5 million a day for the last 3 1/3 months, and, ooh, piece of candy. Brother, cheaper hobbies. If you have thoughts about it last night, it's... I'm supposed to pay attention to it, and I sort of paid attention to it, but it's all just... I described it as the like NCAA tournament. I view this, we're still in the first round. Bloomberg dropping out. I guess he thought the damage was done with his... Here's what Bloomberg did that opened the path for other, whoever's still going to run it. There were spots run, commercials run, that said stuff that those spots had not been run by the Democrats before. So he ran point. That's a gig. He ran point for the Democrats. $5 million every day for 101 days. And it said, I'm out. And it didn't, he's not even calling the bank to check. Hey, is this check cleared? Okay, can you hang on to that? He's not even doing that. The question about Super Tuesday isn't who got voted for and didn't get voted for. The question is, how long would you wait to vote? Because there were stories about that. There were stories about people waiting in line 5-6 hours. Texas. A guy named Hervis. That's spectacular. Who else but a guy named Hervis is the last man to vote in line at the polling station at Texas Southern University? Almost 7 hours. How long would you wait to cast your vote? Because the lines aren't going to get shorter and the times aren't going to get shorter. If you're already in line, when the polls close, you stay in line and you vote. But it took some people 2 hours and 4 hours and 5 hours and 7 hours to cast their vote. And this is for Super Tuesday. This isn't for the big November gig. How long would you stand in line to vote? And it kind of pigeon-tails into another topic that I doubt it happens during my lifetime, but I hope it does happen. Either make national elections a holiday, or put them on a weekend where people don't have to worry about losing money, missing work to go do your civic duty. Just a thought. On the subject of missing money, at last check, the entire country of Italy is closed. Yeah, the pasta out front should have told you. The coronavirus is going on, and it will continue to go on, and don't touch them Italians. 866-391-1020. This text says, seriously, stop your crowing, Eddie. I'm so sick of politics. I'll give Trump another 4 years if I could just get a decent bag of Zappos. We all have our price, man. 866-391-1020. KDKARadio.com. You can call that number. You can text that number. Later, we're going to have a fun edition. It's called Mystery Smell. You remember Mystery Date? It's like that, but not at all like that. Crotopia on KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. How long would you wait to vote? And that question is going to come up again because it's going to be a problem. The more voting we have as we get closer to the big vote, these are the preliminary votes. There were people in Texas that waited, they say, between 6 and 7 hours. And I thought about that, and I flashed back to the last time I voted, and I'm like, if I got there, and it didn't take me, it took me longer to find a place to park than it did to actually go in, sign in, here's this, that thing, clink, thank you, right? The whole process didn't take 10 minutes. But if I got there, and they said, hey, man, it's going to be a 2 hour wait. Okay. It's 3 hour wait. Okay. 6 hour wait. Okay. I'm staying, but now I'm not staying out of civic duty. Now I'm staying out of spite. And that's different. The anger vote comes through. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Zappole? That's such an American thing. It's an ethnic word. Do something weird with the pronunciation at the end of it. Joanne in Point Breeze. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, dear.
Oh, my goodness. You know, all the experts that then called and ruled Biden out and ruled the Democratic was going to where else, and they were no good, and they're fighting. Thank goodness the people came out that got common sense and spoke.
So you got to turn your radio down, Joanne.
There it is. I did.
I got enough voices in my head. I don't need that. Right on.
Well, they came out, and the people that with common sense spoke.
Well, now, wait a minute. No, stop. I'm assuming you're saying Biden doing well, you like that. That's a positive thing, right?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But what you're doing, you're saying the people that didn't vote for the people that did well, they're not very smart.
No, what I'm saying is, you heard it over this radio station, many of them, time and time and time again, about the Democrats, how their party's gone. All I'm saying is, people are tired. Sick and tired.
How did what happened yesterday demonstrate a sudden resurgence in the Democrats?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying people came out and said, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the nonsense that's going on in this White House.
And how did they demonstrate? You're talking about the numbers of people that just went out and voted. Just numbers.
Yeah, went out and voted.
All right.
And I will stand as long as I have to vote, because people, if you know your history, and I know mine, what people went through just to vote, there's no way that I'm going to be turned down for my vote. And I think many people out there, I don't know who they were, kind of felt the same way. This is important. We need to send a message that we're sick and tired. We're talking about the country.
Yeah, but you don't think this is the Democrats, but you don't think the Republican, where they're having primaries? You don't think that they will have a good attendance?
Well, I hope they do. But the bottom line is, if we know the history of what's been going on for the last almost 12 years, is the Republicans, they've collected a paycheck, and we have not seen anything. They've laid back and let Mr. Trump do whatever he wants,
okay,
as long as they could collect a paycheck, mm-hmm, and not say anything. So I hope people are waking up. Thank goodness there's a lot of people out there with common sense. Thank you.
All right. I would like to buy into what Joanne's saying. It, not the political part, but the there are people with common sense. I didn't watch any of the Super Tuesdays and come away thinking about, oh, there's more common sense, or, oh, there's less common sense. Susan in Verona. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Eddie. We love you.
Well, and we and
so
we
glad to hear you're on tonight.
We love you. Who is we?
Charlie and I.
Okay. All right.
I have a question that you won't be able to answer, but your producer kind of did.
Well, then why are you wasting your time with me?
Because I said he kind of did.
Oh, he kind of did. Well, but you just dismissed anything that I could possibly say.
No.
You're not going to be able to answer it.
I didn't mean it that way.
What's your question?
You know, the flu season is like Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
So the last I heard, some guy traveled from Asia or Italy, mm-hmm, down to Argentina or Brazil, and he had the coronavirus.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything more about it. And it's curious to me because I think it's important to know if it's a seasonal kind of a thing like we have up here, or if this is
I think that,
your hats and run. Your producer did say he heard of a couple other cases in South America. I had not.
Okay. Well, but here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, Susan. If it ain't here, it's going to be here. There was one in California, then there were more in California, and then there was this. I was whistling past the graveyard. It's not a joke. Italy is closed. There are bike races that are getting canceled. The Serie A games, the Italian soccer, between now and I think at least April 4th, those games, nobody's allowed to come in, no large crowds. And that's going to continue. And it brings up a question. It brings up a question, and I haven't heard anybody ask this question yet. And I was never one of those kids that wanted to be the first to raise my hand for nothing, because I knew how those kids were thought of by the ne'er-do-wells that I hung with in the back. I didn't want to be one of those kids. But I will pose this question. If the coronavirus issues continue spreading, which by all accounts, all the lab coat people say it will, what are we going to do about political rallies? KDK Radio. AM 1020, KDK Radio, the voice of Pittsburgh. I'm Eddie Crow. It's Crowtopia, only till 10. So 2 hours total. If you've missed the first 35 minutes of the program, oh my goodness, it was a barn burner. I don't know if we can keep this pace up. I'm lying. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Text probably worked best, much like a pond for me. How long would you stand in line to vote? How long would you wait to vote? There were people in Texas that waited for over 6 hours to vote on Super Tuesday. How long would you wait? I said earlier, if I got to wait, I'll wait. If I got to wait a ridiculous amount, well, then I'm going to wait angry. Then I'm going to wait. I'm going to cast a spiteful vote. Yes, I was one of those kids that would hold his breath. 866-391-1020. I asked this question before the bottom of the hour, and I haven't heard anybody else bring this up. But I'm watching what's going on in Europe because I'm one of those weirdos that pays attention to soccer. And it was announced either earlier today or last night, the Italian top soccer league, Serie A, not to be confused with Jean Girard's former gig in Formula E, between now and at least the first week of April, no crowds. Nobody's coming in. They're going to play the games. They got to play the game. It has an economic effect. Italy's closed. Italy's closed. I'm also one of those weirdos that pays attention to the bicycle dudes. There are races where, well, first, one major team said, yeah, can we not go to Italy? Can we just bail out on those? And you've got races being canceled, and it, all germs aside, all masks aside, all fistfights over bottles of Purell aside, this is costing massive amounts of money. And I asked before when I was here, I don't know, it's a blur, Saturday, said, is it affecting your life? You might not know it. You're not maybe shaking hands with people. It's a one for somebody like me. This is wonderful. Here's why. It means I don't have to touch anyone. People that come up and hey, let me shake your hand. No. Got the no coronavirus, man. Nope. But it's costing major amounts of money. Before it's over and done with, it wouldn't surprise me if the Olympics got canceled. Right now, Japan's saying, no, we're dealing with it. We're dealing with it. Now, are you comfortable with the response so far that you've seen from Mike Pence and his task force? No? Yes? Maybe? 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Eddie says to text, don't touch your face. Don't touch anyone's face. God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. Kind of a cross reference there at the end, but I appreciate it. This text says, I feel you're ignoring my challenge, Crow. Oh, good. Because internet challenges always end well. Hang on, I should read this. Because, you know, I started it. I feel you're ignoring my challenge, Crow, to mud or oil wrestle me on YouTube as a good promo for KDKA. Now I know how Trump feels. No one listens to genius. Signed, Phil. Dude. I think the challenge you need to embrace is, why is it you want to wrestle a grown man in oil? I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm saying, you know, there needs to be some clarity with that trip to start, right? And then, when you've made your peace with the notion of wanting to wrestle a grown man stranger in oil, after you make your peace with that, and that's an at least four sessions, bruh. After that, you need to take an advertising class, because me rolling around with anyone ain't going to be a good promo for anybody. I appreciate the good vibes. I'm not ignoring your challenge. I'm offering a counter challenge. Figure out why you want to wrestle in mud with a grown man stranger. That's a bigger challenge to me. That's going to take more steps for you than it would to, you know, go get a kiddie pool at the Lowe's and roll around with a complete stranger. Emotionally, not so much. Eddie says the text, I am not voting until they get rid of the antiquated electoral college. Well, I appreciate the spite, but that's what the system is. I hope one day, it's another one of those things that, will I see it in my lifetime? Probably not. But is it at least possible? And I think it is possible that at some point this country, God willing and the river don't rise, this country, it'll be one vote and it counts for this, and no delegates, no superdelegate, no, you're in Iowa, your opinion means more than somebody later. I'd like to think that at some point this country will get to that point. I don't know if I'm going to see it, but If you don't exercise, a vote's like your brain, like a muscle, like anything else. If you don't exercise it, it will atrophy. If you don't exercise it and you don't make a point of holding on to that right, somebody's going to take away that right. And we only have to look back to yesterday. There are people, and this goes on both sides, so don't say you're slagging this side or the other side, but if I am in a district, a voting district, and I'm worried, and I know that the more votes come in, the better off my opponent's going to be, and I control the hours of the voting booth, or I control the line moving, and I know every vote that doesn't come and stand in line is a vote that my opponent doesn't get. Well, I might tweak that a little bit. And you can say it doesn't matter. And in reality, at this point, it doesn't specifically. Metaphorically, it's the world. It's the world. If you give something back, it's much harder to get it back than it is just to hang on to it to start with. This text reads, how long would I wait to vote? If I was a Democrat, I wouldn't waste my time. Okay, well, if frogs had wings, they wouldn't soak their ass in the mud, so I'm not sure how that's applicable. If the events of this week doesn't make it apparent to all that the party will choose the candidate, I don't know what will. Signed, Mike. I don't disagree with you, and I talked about this the last time. And I'm not saying this because I like this candidate or I don't like that candidate or this candidate's this or that. I haven't even gotten to that point. But the last election, it was Johnny Bravo. The last election, you don't know Johnny Bravo? Johnny Bravo is an episode of the Brady Bunch. And some record people showed up and tried to get Greg to go out solo. And this was when the Bradys had their own singing group, when it's time to change that, right? And they tried to get Greg to go out on his own. And they had an outfit for him. His name was going to be Johnny Bravo, and it was a gold lame Matador's outfit. And the fact that I remember that is terrifying deep down. Gold lame Matador's outfit, and you find out at the end, the only reason they wanted Greg was because he fit the suit. The last presidential election, the only reason Hillary Clinton was the candidate was she fit the pant suit. That's why I've said every time, well, Hillary might run again. Why? Why? It's like the guy that comes in last in his event in the Olympics. He's going to work 4 more years. Why? I apologize for going Nancy Kerrigan there at the very end. Why? KDK Radio. AM 1020. It's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. It's Wednesday, right? Yeah, sure. Go with that. I'm Eddie Crow. Short version of Crowtopia tonight. Started at 8. We'll get done at 10. Jim Bohannon will take over after that. How long would you wait to vote? And that's a question you might want to preemptively think about, because there were people yesterday waiting to vote in Super Tuesday. You see that and you just feel like it's like cartoon. Super Tuesday. Okay. 6 hours? Would you wait 6 hours to vote in a primary? Some people might break it down. How big's the election? If it's a local election, I'm not waiting. I can't break it down. If you're going to vote, you're going to vote. If you're not, you're not. There was a call earlier talking about the voter turnout being so high, relatively high. We still stink as a country overall. But relatively high for the Super Tuesday, and that gave her faith. People are going to vote. If at this point, in the upcoming presidential election, I will say this. If you're eligible to vote in the upcoming presidential. I'll put a dime on my head like an old stylist. I'll get it better. If you're eligible to vote in this next presidential election and you don't, just stop. Because if you're not engaged at this point, and it can be a frustrating thing, but overall and in perpetuity, I hope it's a positive thing. We are engaged more than we've ever been. More gets paid attention to on a daily basis with politics than in my life I could ever remember. Ever. And I think that's good. We've still got a long way to go, but I think that's good. But how long would you wait to vote? I'm talking about the coronavirus. It's not here yet by all accounts. Well, by all accounts from people wearing lab coats. It's going to show up. And it's going to affect economies. It's already affecting economies. It's already affecting shipping to and from China. Guess what? If shipping to and from China gets affected, everyone gets affected. That annoying world economy thing that we've talked about. 866-391-1020. You can call or you can text. This text, oh good, it's a follow-up from the mud wrestling one. Quote, "You've got a sick mind, Eddie. You turned my awesome mud oil wrestling promo into something sick." They call that projecting. Yeah, I totally missed the vibe on that wholesome Aunt B mud wrestling trip that you were trying to... my bad. Joe in West Virginia. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you that I made it to 70.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, man.
Now, let me ask you, first off, happy birthday. Let me ask you, are you proud or just flat out surprised?
I remember way back when I was a kid thinking, I know I'm going to die at some point.
Uh-huh.
And then now I'm here at 70 and I'm going,
And looking around going, maybe they lost my file.
Well, I've always programmed my mind for 150 years.
Okay.
To age like one third of my real age.
Okay, that's optimistic.
So I've got another 80 to go. And I'm just wondering, you know, what 75 is going to be like, because I got bad knees.
No, dude, it's going to be like Futurama. You hang on long enough, your head's going to be in a jar on a robot body.
Yeah, like Doctor Who's Nemesis or whatever.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, I want to ask you a serious question. You're 70 years old.
Yeah.
What one thing do you wish you could go back and tell 30-year-old Joe?
Tell 30-year-old?
Yeah.
Don't do what I did.
So just not even anything specific. Just quit behaving the way you're behaving.
Well, you think that you want to party all the time, and then bingo, you know, life hits you, and you know, the sooner you get into life and get moving ahead, you're better off.
So go ahead and
get yourself a family.
Put away those childish things. Quit being a dinosaur. That's what you're telling us.
Well, you get yourself a family. They'll take care of you when you get old.
You know what? that's a mixed bag, because some in my family, I would appreciate the effort, but I wouldn't want them coming at me with anything medical or sharp. You know what I'm saying?
Or loaded.
And think about it. Would you want me being in charge of your dosages? I don't think so.
Dang. As long as you doubled them, I'd be all right.
Yeah, if you're going to miss on the solid side. Right on.
Yeah, have a great night.
Joe, happy birthday. I think about that. I don't know if it happened when I turned 50. But I think about that. It's like, okay, how old am I? How old does the human body live? Oh, crap, the United States, the average age is going down. It puts more pressure on me. I've got a year and a half less than I thought I was going to have. Oh, crap, I got to go to the store. Eddie, why do politicians allow people to wait 6 hours in line to vote? Seems counterproductive to get elected. Why so long in line? I'm confused by that question. It's long in line because a whole lot of polling places, typically, not always, but typically polling places in minority areas have been shut down over the last 5-10 years. That's why the local polling place in the minority area is no longer a polling place. And there's no way to get from that neighborhood to the closest polling. That's why. Gerrymandering and closing polling places. That's why. Jay writes, isn't it a shame we can't make voting a simple task? Even though America has enough money and resources to fix the problem. Well, yeah, we got enough money and resources to fix a lot of problems that we don't fix. But think about it. The people that are in charge of changing the system are the ones that are currently cashing out as being a part of the current system. Yes, it would be. One vote, period, ain't got nothing to do with anything delegate or superdelegate. Yeah, that'd be cool. Everybody getting to vote and not having to worry about taking off work or not having to worry about getting to the polling places, maybe have the vote, make it a national holiday. We got a lot of goofy national holidays. Make that one. I'll give up Arbor Day. 866-391-1020 if you would like to call or if you would like to text. Dick in Dayton, I'm about to have to go to news. I don't want to hang you up short. So do me a favor. Hang on till after news. And I'll talk to Dick in Dayton. The DNC says, oh, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard's going to have to do better to come to the next debate. All right. Sure. Tulsi Gabbard most recently won one delegate in American Samoa. Right on. I haven't gotten to the story about the mystery smell. I wouldn't forget that. It's in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. There's a mystery smell. I heard what you said. Is it near Philly? Actually, yeah, I don't think it's too far from Philly. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Also in the next hour, the story of the bestest teammate ever, according to teammates' dads. KDK Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.